Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are hard.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Anna Murray. Anna is the founder of eMedia. Anna, tell us about it.
eMedia is a technology consulting company. We do management of large-scale software projects, and we manage infrastructure, and we build software products ourselves. So yeah. We are a boutique technology, full-service technology consulting company.
All right. And she's an award-winning entrepreneur, folks, and thought leader. eMedia.com, is that right?
eMediaWeb.com.
Web. eMediaWeb.com. And her books are there. She's written a bunch of books, including The Complete Software Project Manager. And we're talking about the Capital One survey of women in tech. And one of the things that that they found that you've in the survey that I want you to report on for us here is that the women who stayed in tech found that they had to get some grit. Tell us what that means.
Well, I think in this particular survey, they had I love their definition of grit. It was, you know, it was a combination of confidence, perseverance, and focus. Now, what better, you know, sort of three words, confidence, perseverance, and focus. That's a great definition of grit. And I think that sort of for a woman who's been in technology, if any of your listeners have been in technology 20, 30 years, I bet you have a lot of heads nodding going, yep, that's what it took. You know, but now...
Isn't it? But I see, this is something men have always... Getting grit comes natural to men, right? We're gritty, you know, kind of guys.
Well, you may, depending upon your grooming habits. I don't know, but, you know, I think that...
You got me. I'm guilty. But no, I was just going to say, it's interesting to me to hear women talk about needing to get some grit.
Well, I think it's a really great conversation, and I think we're having it at the childhood level now. I think we're going away from the idea that, you know, we need to. Well, let me put it a different way. We are appreciating the value of grit for all human beings. I just think for a woman in tech, it looks different. I was talking to a woman yesterday, and she was the only woman on her floor, and she had a baby. And she came back, and she was her first day, and she was in a meeting, and somebody asked a question. She said, you know, she came up with a really smart idea. The boss liked it. The guys liked it. And one of the guys said, well, I wish I'd been on vacation for 3 months. I'd have ideas like that, too.
Oh, my God.
And this is this child we're talking about is like 2 years old. So that was a tech job, but she's still in tech.
But those guys, say things about, they say a jerk like that says that to everybody. He's a jerk to her. He's going to be a jerk to everybody.
But you're talking about a woman who has choice.
Yeah.
And so she didn't stay at that company. She's still in tech. She's just running her own show now. So these are the kind of subtle choices that is going to keep that floor not having any girls.
And don't you think, see, one of the things that I've observed about the U.S. marketplace, the U.S. economy, is it's like filo dough, you know, it has all the little bitty thin layers.
Yep.
You know, like for baklava, you know, it has all the little thin layers of the economy's like that. And every day we create new stratifications of the economy, new niches. We call them niches. My point is, isn't it possible that the tech world is going to continue to create so many niches that women will never again, I mean, very soon women will never look back and say, I wish I'd had more opportunity. I wish I hadn't been held back. They'll be able to find their own, seek their own level, however that might be. What do you think? Will this solve itself?
Well, I think it To some degree, it will, but you have large, yes. I mean, on a, you know, if you just sort of go across the board, I think it will. But when you have large companies that are very important in our economy, many layers of that phylo, like Google or Facebook or Amazon, that have high degrees of influence in society, economically, globally, and you have a culture that doesn't include whoever, in this case we're talking about women, then you may have a societal impact and other impacts that you would prefer not to have.
Right.
So, yes, for an individual woman, can you find a path to succeed in technology?
But it won't be good for that floor that woman left, I can tell you that. Hey, Anna, I got to go. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for coming to here. Would you come back soon?
I'd be delighted to.
Anna Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
I enjoyed the talk.
Yeah, emediaweb.com is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.